Hey, whoa, this is Ever Distant Utopia, and I am brand new to Gonwald Audio at the time of this recording. I have been a member for probably a couple hours, and I've been lurking for a little while, but I just did this really long questionnaire, and it was like 20 minutes long, and I was really boring in it, because if I am worried about people hearing me, my roommate is home. If I'm worried about people hearing me, I tend to speak in an incredibly boring monotone. So I figured I would do another one. And then I found the Gamers Unite questionnaire, and I'm like, hey, I'm a gamer and a nerd, so I will fill out this one, and hopefully I will be more interesting and excited about it. Okay, blah, 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 blah. Bonus points if you get off while recording? What the heck? Jesus, this is what I get for going into these things blind. Blah, 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 blah. Make a collab. Both of you can play an answer. Yeah, I'm getting a little distracted. All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see if I feel like getting off while recording. Is that even okay? Like, can I do that? Should I go listen to some of these before? Let me just scroll down this real quick. Blah, blah, blah. Looking fantastic. All right. Whatever. Maybe I'll just jack off in the middle of this. That's for you to find out, I guess, and future me to know. Skip any you don't know. Number one, what was your first gaming off to a good start. What was your first gaming system and the first game you played? The first gaming system I owned was the Nintendo 64. It had just come out, probably the first year that I was old enough to play video games, and my parents got it for me for Christmas. So I was blessed with an N64 and a copy of Super Mario Brothers 64. Funny story about it, I actually found the guidebook for Super Mario Brothers 64 in my parents' bedroom one day, and I got really excited because it was a book about Mario, not because I had guessed that it had anything to do with me getting a game console. Just I was like, oh my god, this book is about Mario and it has pictures of all these worlds in it. So I got really excited about it, and when I got the game itself, I was like, whoa, this is the game that goes with the book that I have. What? So yeah. Number two, do you prefer to play guy characters or girl characters? I always prefer to play girl characters. Usually I think the usual like reason that people say for that is like, oh, I like don't feel like staring at a guy's ass all the time. And that's definitely part of it for me, but really the reason is I like self-inserting as a girl character, if that makes any sense. Like, I don't know, it's just fun to like be something, like someone else, like to be like a different gender, because like I like to play games to do things that I can't do in real life, and I can't realistically really become a girl in real life. Three, when making a character, do you ever add detail into looks, big tits, muscle, or dressed like a slut? Dressed like a slut is always a good option. I'm not too big into the big tits thing. I really enjoy playing games like Saints Row 4 and Soul Calibur 4 and 5, where they had really robust character creation. I think another one might be sort of like the Tekken games, because the 3D models are really good in those games. So I put a lot of effort into, like, I really liked in Soul Calibur, where you were able to sort of like design armor and put like decals and all sorts of cool stuff on them. So I really enjoy hair options and sort of like armor and clothing colors, and sort of making cool themed characters. Four, what gaming systems do you own now and which is your favorite? I am recording this to my gaming PC that I built. I have an i5 and a GTX 970, which is new from the summer, so that's exciting. I own a PS4, a PS3, a Wii, a GameCube, a bunch of old systems, Super Nintendo, Genesis. My favorite? That's a big question. It really comes down to either my GameCube or my PS3. My GameCube is definitely my favorite from when I have friends over, because most of my friends are like, we don't like to play Mario Party because we all get really angry about it, but we all really, really, really enjoy playing Super Smash Brothers Melee. We're all filthy casuals, but we enjoy following the pro circuit. It's sort of like what we watch instead of football. So that's really my go-to for when I have people with me. But if I'm playing alone, I think I've spent the most time playing on PS3. I mostly play fighting games. Dead or Alive, I maintain, is the hottest game in existence. Okay. 5. Do you prefer multiplayer or single player? I prefer multiplayer. I really enjoy playing single player games. I prefer more like a more intimate multiplayer environment, like a two person co-op, or like a four person versus game. I've never gotten super into like MMOs. I really enjoy them, but I've never gotten super into them or the social aspect of them. MOBAs are kind of like the best of two worlds, I think. Like League of Legends, Han, Dota, stuff like that. But I don't know. I got into them probably 5 or 6 years ago, and then I didn't really like playing them too much. It was way too much meta to keep track of. So, yeah. 6. Which video game character do you see yourself as? Well, Undertale just came out, but that's cheating. So let me scroll down my Steam real quick. It's cheating to just say, oh, my Saints Row character, duh. Man, I really should have read these questions before I came here to answer this. Let's see. Kingdom Hearts was, my favorite growing up. Pokemon, that's cheating. You can't just say, oh, I'm a Pokemon trainer. I really like Ryu from Street Fighter. He was my first main because that's how you learn to be decent at Street Fighter. But I also just kind of like that idea that he just travels around the world and wants to improve himself. And he's sort of this traveling guy. And he doesn't really care about winning. He just wants to fight people. And I mean, he cares about winning, but I kind of admire that. I'm personally more of a grudge holding competitive person. So I kind of look up to him more than identify as him, I guess. 7. If you could, I definitely know this one. If you could only have one console or handheld for the rest of your life, which would you choose? Isn't this too similar to the which is your favorite console? Interestingly enough, my answer, I guess this answers my own question because it is different enough, would definitely be my PSP. Because even though it doesn't have the graphics quality of the PS3, the library for the PSP is so ridiculous. There are so many hours and hours and hours and hours of good games on the PSP. Long games, RPGs is what I'm talking about. Valkyrie Profile is one of my favorite games. All the Final Fantasy games, Type Zero, Crisis Core, all that stuff. That system is just so good. I put so many hours into that. Any Final Fantasy game for the PSP, just hours. So I could probably survive if I only had a PSP for the rest of my life. 8. Who is your favorite hero and or villain from a video game, and who is your most hated? I also read a lot of comic books. And I maintain that Doctor Doom is my favorite superhero. I say that because really the reason he does all the quote-unquote evil stuff that he does is really because he has seen multiple futures, and he just knows that the one that he rules, the future where Doctor Doom rules the world, is the best future for all of mankind. So he's just so silly and over the top. I just love that. He's such a big ham. There's this one moment where he ascends to godhood, literally in the comics, and he throws it away for some reason, and Reed Richards, Mr. Fantastic, his daughter, asks Doom, or somebody asks Doom, they're like, what was it like being a god? And Doom is like, it was beneath me. And I was like, oh my god, what a badass. So that's why I love Dr. Doom. He's just ridiculous. Who is my most hated? I don't really like, I don't like Asuna from Sword Art Online. And I know I'm cheating again here a little bit because, Dr. Doom and Asuna are both technically from, like, in video games, but they're not originally. But, like, Asuna, I feel like, is, like, 10 steps backwards for feminism. Like, she starts out and she's this cool, like, strong, independent fighting woman who's, like, who has a position of leadership within her guild. For anybody who doesn't know, Sword Art Online is an anime where a bunch of people get trapped in an online game. And when she meets the main character, Kirito, like, she goes from being this, like, cool, strong female character with her own personality to, like, being relegated to just an object for him. And, like all social justice stuff aside, like, that's just so boring for me. Like, I hated it. Like, we had this cool, fierce character, and then they just took her and turned into a flat thing for this guy to rescue. So, like even ignoring, even, like, feminism aside, like, I just hate what they did to that character. Like, they're just... I don't like boring characters. 9, is sex/nudity in video games a yay or nay? Absolutely a yay. I don't even know why that question is on here. This is Gone Wild Audio, right? Like, what? Number 10, what is your favorite video game genre, and what is your favorite game in that genre? Absolutely my favorite two genres are fighting games and RPGs. Fighting games are just relaxing for me. I'm not very good at them. I don't play them competitively, but I like to just go into training modes and, like, drill combos. RPGs are sort of, like, what I like to play for fun. Right now, my favorite RPG is Undertale. I don't see that changing for a while, but before that, it was Bravely Default. So that should give you a general idea of what kind of weird, like, timeline shenanigans I enjoy in a story. My favorite fighting game, when I was younger, it was Marvel. And now I'm older, and I enjoy Street Fighter way more, because it's, I feel like it's, because it's a slower game, I can actually play with more, like, footsie strategy than sort of just, like, running around mashing combos. I know that's not how you are supposed to play Marvel, but that's how I play Marvel. So, let's go on to number 11. Oh, man, this is long, too. All right. At least it's less boring. Not boring. It's not a boring prompt. The last one wasn't a boring prompt, but I made it boring by kind of just talking like this all the time. All right, 11. Hold on. Need water for this. Would you let someone go down on you while you were gaming? Yeah, I think I would. I think that'd be fun. Although I... You know what I think? You know what I would want? I would want to be playing games with somebody, and then we go down on each other, but we have to keep playing the game. That would be fun. What is your all-time favorite video game, and what game was the worst that you have played? My all-time favorite video game. Well, I already talked about Bravely Default, Street Fighter, 4, I guess, and I already talked about Undertale, so I think Risk of Rain is probably the game that I've spent the most time playing on Steam. I have, like, 90 hours spent on it, and again, it's just really relaxing for me to play, so I can really just zone out and just play it for hours and hours and hours, and just, like, and, like, be watching Netflix at the same time. I have a really bad attention span. What game was the worst that I have played? Oh, man. It's got to be one of those, like, stupid, like, fanservice-y Steam games. I don't know. I usually try to not play that many bad games. I'm really bad at first-person shooting games. So I want to say something like Halo or, like, Unreal, because I'm so bad at them that I just have a bad time. But that's not really fair, because they're good games. Both of those are very good games. And, like, so I don't know. Least favorite game. I really love the Mega Man Battle Network series, but I couldn't get into the DS games. Mega Man Star Force, is that what it is? I think that's what it is. I couldn't get into those. I liked the battle system, but I just didn't like the characters. Like, I didn't like any of the story. So, I guess that would be my big letdown. 13, have you ever fantasized about a game character? Are you kidding me? I absolutely have. Probably like a lot of guys my age, Tifa was like my first like polygonal love. I fantasize about game characters daily. I have a bunch of posters and figures and other stuff of like this one character from, she's from an anime, but whatever, she's in a game. 14, what is your guilty pleasure game, Dead or Alive, Last Round for PS4, because it's just so freaking gorgeous, and I just love taking two beautiful 3D women and just putting them in a beach and making them beat the shit out of each other. That turns me on, sorry. 15, what was the moment you knew gaming would be a long-term hobby? The very moment that I started to play games, when I was 4 years old. I was like, this is just part of my life now. I ended up like running a club in college and stuff. 16, do you believe that video games corrupt youths and their minds, like bad influence leads to violence, etc.? No, on a face value, because I think that's ridiculous, like, because books do that and movies do the same thing. Like, they expose people to ideas like violence and in some case rape, or like, you know, like screwed up shit that you're not supposed to do to people, but like theft, whatever. But like, I don't know, the whole point is that it's not real. Like, if you can't draw the line between fiction and reality in your head, then I think video games are not your problem. I think that that's your problem. So no, I don't think that video games corrupt youths or their minds. Would you game under the 17, would you game under the influence, drugs, alcohol, etc.? Share the experience if you have one. Yeah, I would. I think I have under alcohol. We played this stupid game in the game Destiny where we were just like farming for drops, and we would just take a shot of wine every time we got a drop. So that made it a lot more fun, because that was back when that game was really monotonous. So that just made it really fun, because it was like less about, we made it less about farming for stuff, and we made it more about just like hanging out with each other. I was doing it with a bunch of friends like on Skype, so that was cool. 18, who is the sexiest game character, male or female, and why? Oh, that's not fair. That's such a big question. All right, I have to cut out anime characters in this, because that's stupid. We can't have that discussion here. I want my first instinct is to say Kokoro from Dead or Alive. She's just like really my type. I don't know. I really like her. 19, how long have you been playing video games, and what is your longest gaming session? Oh, I don't know what my longest session would be. I've definitely played Smash for, like, Super Smash Brothers for, like, up to, like, 8 or 9 hours in a row. Like, to the point where, like, all of our motor skills started to just deteriorate. Like, we would think that we were pressing buttons, but our hands just, like, wouldn't move. And, like, all of our eyes were, like, physically hurting. but I've been playing video games since I was, well, let's see. For almost 20 years now? I guess 19 years? Number 20, would you ever have your partner dress up as a game character for a sexy time? If yes, who? Yes, absolutely. Who? I think Tifa is a very easy one, because you just have to get like a black miniskirt, some suspenders, and like a white, like a tight white top. There's one time where I actually saw this girl that I liked wear a very similar outfit to that, and I was like, you're beautiful. Like, I don't know. So yes, I absolutely would love that. Number 20. Would you ever have your... That's the question we just answered. Number 21, what game have you clocked the most hours into? I think Risk of Rain. I already talked about it. At least on my Steam account. Number 22, which arcade machine did you drop the most money into? House of the Dead 2, undoubtedly. The right answer is like, oh, like some fighting game, like Capcom vs. SNK 2, Marvel vs. Capcom 1. No, honestly, I dropped the most money into House of the Dead 2. I have this weird, I guess it's not weird. I have a policy for like when I go to like Dave and Buster's or like arcades and stuff, that like not to spend money on anything other than things that I have fun doing. So, like, those games where, like, the whole point is, like, you put a coin in, you get tickets to get prizes. Like, I don't play those. Because if I want to get prizes, I'm just going to go buy it. Like, I have a job. If I want to, like, an Xbox, I'm just going to go buy an Xbox. Like, if I'm going to go to an arcade, like, I want to play, like, DDR. Like, I want to shoot stuff with a light gun. Like, I want to play Time Crisis. So, definitely the game that I've put the most money into in an arcade is House of the Dead 2. Although I did spend a bunch of money on Street Fighter in Japan very recently, but okay. 23, would you play Minecraft every day or no way? I don't think I could do it every day. Minecraft is another one of those, like, turn off my mind and play it games. I can't really actively play Minecraft. Like, I never got into the community. I feel like if I got into the community, I could probably play it all day, but as I am now, I never did that, so... I don't think I could play it every day. As I am right now, I would choose to not play Minecraft ever over playing it every day. Not to say I don't like Minecraft, but I wouldn't be able to handle it every day. 24, do you follow walkthroughs or do you play through on your own? If I am very, very aware that there are a lot of missable... Before, if I was very, very aware that there were a lot of missables in a game, like stuff that you couldn't go back and get, I would follow a walkthrough. Lately, I've been more of just like a screw it, like I'll do whatever. And then like if I like the game enough, I'll play it again with a walkthrough and get everything. But it's kind of more fun to just like... Lately, I found it more fun to do it on my own. It's like the difference between like what's an intrinsic reward and an extrinsic reward in a game. Like an intrinsic reward... is when, I watched this video on YouTube about it, like, years ago, and they're like, oh, an intrinsic reward is when you play a game, and your like, mental reward to yourself is, like, the action of doing whatever it is you're doing in the game. Like, you play the game because, like, you enjoy it mechanically, and then an extrinsic reward is sort of, like, a byproduct of the action of you playing the game. So it's, like, when you get items or you level up, like, you see like that flash on your screen and some numbers increase, and that's the extrinsic reward. And that, like, it's not wrong for that to bring you pleasure, but I think I get more satisfaction out of like the intrinsic rewards of gaming, where it's like I get the satisfaction out of doing something for myself. So that was sort of like a recent thing that I came to think about. So lately, no, I don't use walkthroughs to play games. Although I do use wikis for, like, if the games, like, depend on you discovering things, I'm kind of bad at that. So, like, if I'm playing, like, Terraria or, like, Don't Starve, I'll be like, all right, like, I need this thing. Where do I get it? Or, like, what was that? I don't know how to beat that. And I'll, like, die to it a bunch of times. So I'll go look it up on the wiki. 25, what is the most important trait of a game you play? Story, graphics, playability, etc. Character development for me is the biggest one. I feel like you can lump that under story, but I really think it belongs in a category of its own. Like when I read comics, like, when there's, like, big events that happen, like, I don't really care about the event itself so much as I care about how characters grow or change, whether for the better or worse, under the situation. So, like, there's this thing where, in, like, an alternate universe, in, like, the Marvel comics, where... like, something happens to the Fantastic Four, and Mr. Fantastic, like, becomes evil. And, like, he stays that way. And, like, it explains to you why. Like, that's the stuff I like to see. Like, when characters grow, and, like, they're different than they were going into something. So, that's the most important thing to me in a story, which is what really makes me want to play the game actively. 26, what is your scariest, creepiest gaming moment? Or what game itself was scariest or creepiest? I'm a big wuss, actually. So I don't tend to play a lot of scary games. I think Lisa had some creepy moments. It's this weird indie RPG. It's just like stuff that I just didn't expect. And then the other one might be BioShock. There's this moment where you walk into this room and there's like a spotlight. And, like, everything around it is dark. So you can just see, like, under the spotlight, there's a shotgun. And you want the shotgun because, like, shotguns in games are awesome. So you walk up to it and you take the shotgun. But the second you take it, the lights the only light in the room turns off. And when I did that, it scared the shit out of me. So, and then, like, you fight a bunch of monsters with the shotgun, but, like, walking up and taking that shotgun and just having my screen go dark, like, that was so scary for me. All right, where am I? All right, almost there. 27. Have you ever been to a gaming convention? If not, would you go? I have not been to one, but I absolutely have been intending to for the past, like, 5 years, and I keep just not buying tickets, and I'm like, oh, I'll go next year. I go to the anime convention in my city pretty much every year now, but I really do want to go to a gaming convention. 28. Do you prefer to play with a controller or keyboard and mouse? Trick question. I play games with an arcade fight stick. Just kidding. Not really kidding. Shooting games, definitely keyboard and mouse. I am horrendous at aiming with a controller. Platforming games. I grew up playing them on keyboard and mouse, but I really like playing them on a controller. So I'm going to say controller for those. Fighting games, obviously arcade stick. RPGs. Like, they both have their, I guess I really have to say controller because, like, you can just, like, do other stuff. Like, I don't know, like, lie in bed. Like, you don't have to have a keyboard. I don't know. I like that. 29. Would you ever wear or let your SO wear your headset and let other players hear the moans? No. I don't think so. If it was me and, like, any girlfriend that I've ever had or will have in the future, like, Nah, I think I would prefer to keep that to myself. I don't know, if it's strangers and they have no way of finding us, then maybe that could be a fun exercise. Number 30. Even if you haven't played them all, you've seen them no doubt. In Tomb Raider, which iteration of Lara Croft was your favorite? I'm really into... there's this great thing called Source Filmmaker on Steam where people make porn using it. So there's Source Filmmaker porn. And this one studio is really good. They're called Studio Fow, F-O-W. And they do this really good one of Lara Croft from, like, the new Tomb Raider. So my Gone Wild answer is definitely the Lara Croft Tomb Raider from, what is it, like, 2013, 2012? I don't forget. It's the Naughty Dog one, but at the time that I'm recording this, like, the new one isn't out yet. I don't know too much about Tomb Raider, so I'm gonna move on. 31. If you could live in any video game universe, which one would you choose? Man, I feel like this question has been asked of me so many times, and I never have a good answer. It's like Kingdom Hearts is cheating because that's a bunch of worlds. Let's see. Borderlands is kind of fun, but I feel like I like showers and feeling clean way too much to want to live in the world of Borderlands. Like, most Final Fantasy worlds actually kind of suck, like, for the people who live in them. So I don't think I would want to live in those. Man, no, I'm so close to finishing this, and I just don't have a good answer. Oh, no, this is awful. Wow, I really don't know. Final Fantasy 14 is really, really pretty. Like, all of the landscapes and, like, the characters. I could have sex with a cat girl. Oh, was I supposed to get off? I was supposed to get off during this, right? Bonus points if you get off while recording. Ah, fuck. I missed it. Maybe we should find a script about cat girls. Alright, well, yeah, that's it. That's the Gamers Unite questionnaire. That was way longer than I thought it was gonna be. I was like, oh, these questions are short. I'll just go through them one by one. It'll take, like, a minute per question. I guess I did take a minute per question, and it still took half an hour. Anyways, thank you for listening, and I'm very much looking forward to meeting all of the people in GWA. Yeah, that's it. I hope you enjoyed this. Thanks.